Shavuot Tov Mevarach, Gut Avach, the Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the fifth chapter of Pesachim, Mishnah Hey, Mishnah number five. HaPesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitot. The Karban Pesach is slaughtered in three groups. They had, you know, we're going to see, right now we're starting a series of Mishnayot about the actual avoda, the actual procedure of the Karban Pesach. So we're going to see there were three groups. One went in and did the deed and then went out, and then the next one came in. They always had three groups. Shneimar, the Mishnah cites a pasuk of Shachatu, and they slaughtered it, otau it, kol kahal adat Yisrael. So kol kahal adat Yisrael, we have three words meaning group, kahal, the Eida Israel. Kahal means like a congregation. Eida is like an assembly or a group. The Yisrael is Jews, is Yisrael. To learn out from here, we need three separate groups. So what happens? The Mishnah says, Nichnas akat rishona. First group goes into the Azara, Nitz Malet Azara. They fill up the whole courtyard. Nalu daltut Azara. So they lock the door so no one else comes in because it's full. Toku v'hariyu v'toku. So they did a tekiah, a trua tekiah on the shofar. You know it's time to go. Kohanim omdim shura churut. And the Kohanim are standing in rows. Ubidehem, and in their hands, bazichei kesef, zichei zohav. They have these vazichin, or these like bowls, or these like, basically we'll call them kalim. They're some sort of receptacle. Some translate like a ladle, something like this. And some are gold, and some are silver. Shura shakula kesef kesef. A row that's all silver is silver. Shura shakula zav zav. And a row that is all gold. Lahim uravin. They wouldn't mix and have gold and silver in the same row because it looks nicer to have all of one thing. This is why, you know, at your Pesach Seder, if you've got the nice gold silverware out, because it's nice, it's an Indian to use your best stuff. You know, if you've got like nine gold ones and one silver one, yeah, it's better to have all gold or all silver, even though silver is, you know, technically not as nice, but it's good to have all the same thing. We learned that from this Mishnah. V'lo hayu l'vazichin shuloyim. These receptacles, these bowls, they didn't have a bottom, like a flat bottom. They had a pointy bottom. Why? Shema yinichum v'kor shadam. If they have a flat bottom, you could come to put them down. The Kohani might place it down somewhere for a minute and scratch his nose and forget it's there, and the blood will become congealed, and that Karban Pesach will be puzzled. So it's an amazing lesson. You know, if you set yourself up for success or you prevent items that can lead to failure, you're not going to get the failure. For example, like if you know there's a problem with junk food, you know, you personally don't like junk food, so don't buy the junk food and don't have it in your kitchen, and then at least when you're at home, you're safe. So too, these bowls had no bottom, you couldn't put them down and forget about them, so no one ever put them down and forgot about them. Great, Mishnah Vav, Shachat Yisrael v'kibel Kohen. A Jew, meaning a non-Kohen, meaning anybody, could do the Shechita, the slaughter, v'kibel Kohen. But a Kohen, a priest, has to do the Kibel, the Kabbalah, the accepting, the receiving of the blood dripping out. And this is a famous halacha that Shechita, the slaughter, is kasher bazar, is kosher for non-Kohen to perform. So b'mheira b'yameinu, God willing, when we have the temple and you're not a Kohen, but you want to be involved in your korban, you are allowed to do the first step, the shechita, but the kabbalah and everything after that has to be in the hands of a Kohen. So Mishnah goes on, note no l'chavero, the Kohen gives it to his buddy, his fellow Kohen, v'chavero l'chavero, and his Kohen friend, to his Kohen friend, mekabel et amolei machazer derekan. He first accepts the full bowl and then he passes back an empty one. What's going on? It's an assembly line. So instead of walking over, instead of each Kohen walking towards the Mizbeach with a bunch of blood, they do an assembly line. They all stand in place and they pass over the full ones and pass back the empty ones. So the mission continues, Kohen akar v'tzel Mizbeach, the Kohen closest in this assembly line to the Mizbeach, Zoriko, he throws the blood onto the Mizbeach, Zrika Ahat, one application. We're going to see later some korbanot, some offerings needed more than one application in more than one place, but the Korban Pesach needed one application in one corner, Keneged Hayasod. So it's on a spot on the side of the Mizbeach, opposite the base of the Mizbeach. We're going to find out more about the Mizbeach a little later. It was quite tall, and some offerings we'll see were applied, the blood was applied up higher, some down lower. And the Karban Pesach is just one in the corner. Yeshar Kochachem, Shavua Tov.